Can you still hear me?
Yeah.
You can hear me okay. I think it's coming through the mic now.
I can always hear you. It's troubling.
Yeah, speaking of David talking, he,
Speaking of David talking.
Today, he came into my little office corner. Well, first of all, he started playing I'm on a Boat on the apartment speakers.
Really loud?
And in his defense, like, right before that, I had started playing Friday by Rebecca Black remix.
Okay, so you were fighting.
On the apartment speakers.
That remix is weird.
It's chaotic.
I don't like it. It made me angry.
But so I started playing that over the apartment speakers while he was on a meeting. So then it was just like a team happy hour thing, I think. But so he like went into the Sonos app and like turned it down in the app, and then I turned it immediately back up, and then he turned it down, I turned it back up. So then like after that, he started playing I'm on a Boat over the speakers, and then he came into my little office corner, and now I was trying to work. He came into my little office corner, and he's like, man, what's T-Pain been doing lately? He was like, T-Pain! T-Pain! And then he was like, did you know T-Pain won the Masked Singer?
That is important information that you should have.
And then he started talking about the app called I'm T-Pain.
I remember that from 100 years ago.
So yeah, that's what it's like living with David, if anyone wants to know.
It sounds terrible. So it's the 26th. We record on Friday nights now. That's who we are. Just a couple of hip kids recording on Friday nights.
It's fine. It's nice because then my Saturdays I don't have any interruptions, so I can just do.
Oh, sorry that day. Spending time with me in our podcast that you made me do is an interruption to your life.
I mean, for me, focusing is very hard. So once I start working on something, I have to keep what, like, if I stop and then try to restart later, it's hopeless. It's not going to happen. And so I know that I need large blocks of time, like continuous, to get things done.
A chunk of podcast.
Yeah, so not having it broken up by the podcast, it makes the day feel much longer.
For me, it's helpful because when we record on a Saturday, like I record and then I go get groceries and then I edit and I make dinner and that's the day. Like I don't have time to get anything else done, cleaning. And now since Chris and I see each other all the time, it makes more sense to do this Friday night.
Pretty gay.
Now, you weren't here last week and you didn't listen to the episode, so we can't comment on any of that, which I'm very angry about. So I'm going to carry that attitude with me through the rest of the recording.
That's no different than your normal attitude.
Yeah, but at least I can, point to a specific problem that is causing this today.
Okay. All right. Well, good for you, I guess.
Thanks.
Okay.
All right. Go ahead.
We're touring an apartment tomorrow that I really hope we get. Well, first I hope it's nice, and then if it's nice, I hope we get it.
I hope you get it, but only if it's bad.
Well, we're not gonna try and to haunted. Get it if it's bad. It's in like our favorite neighborhood, which is this really, really nice, super walkable. Like, Denver has all these little neighborhoods, and each one kind of has its own downtown. Mm-hmm. And this one is...
It's called Whitesville.
It's very, very nice. It is white people heaven. I mean, it's got a storefront...
There are 18 Starbucks.
Yeah, it's got a storefront Lakers A store. Like, an in-person storefront.
I do still need one of those.
But it's really nice. It's got a ton of restaurants, and like this house is like a block from the downtown area, but it's also right next to a park. It's like perfect. It's just older, so the interior is really dated. So we'd be getting it for cheaper, which is
that
nice,
seems smart.
We can't afford any of the regular apartments in that neighborhood.
What is the price range?
I'd say most of the three bedrooms there are like $4,500 or more.
Oh,
in that
no.
neighborhood.
You get a 3-bedroom in San Francisco for less. My 2-bedroom's 2,800.
Okay.
You could have lived here. You chose to
rent control, though.
Okay. That doesn't mean, like, the rent, base rent starts at a specific level. I negotiated them down because they did want 33 before.
Wow. Yeah. We're not going to be able to negotiate him down. He's asking 31. And so.
What if, and hear me out, you threaten his family?
No. On Zillow, you can see how many people have contacted the landlord.
I know.
And it says, so far, we contacted him a week ago and scheduled this tour. So I've been refreshing Zillow for that neighborhood daily, multiple times a day. And so when it was posted, it had only been up for like an hour. And I texted him because he had his number there. And I was like, we really want to see this place. He called me and he was like, I did not expect to have anyone reach out to me that quickly. I was like, that's me.
It's me sitting here refreshing Zillow, drinking wine. Oh, I might have wine.
Yeah. And so I'm glad that I did, because now Zillow says that 22 people have contacted the landlord and requested information. That's just the people who've done it through the site too, not people who've like directly texted or called him.
Mm-hmm.
So what I did is I like typed up a nice little, he didn't have on Zillow a way to apply. Like some Zillow things you can just apply on Zillow and enter in all your info. So I typed it all up and emailed it to him. Like, here's our income and our references and all this stuff. So by the time we see him tomorrow, he'll know that we're legit and we really want it. And I hope that it works.
Mm-hmm. Are you going to take him like a basket of nice things?
No.
Why would you not?
That seems inappropriate.
No, that's how you win.
Where are the turtles? I think that should be Taylor's next embroidery. It's just all
and
caps.
It's little turtles like turtles? On the thing. I should buy one for Shut Up About the Sun. I would like that one.
She did make one that said, I drove my car into a fucking lake, which was
I saw
funny.
That. That's true.
Mm-hmm.
I still have not figured out where to put your embroidery.
Mm.
It lives in my room right now.
She sent me two. One is the snip snap, snip snap. Mm-hmm. And then the other one is the quote that I wanted. And that one's by my desk. Then the snip snap is above the toilet in the bathroom. Because I think that's funny.
That was where I was going to put Yes Tetris.
Nice.
But I don't know. Maybe I'll put it above the iMac here where I've got a little spot. That'd be cute.
There you go. Yeah.
Perfect.
We have a lot of framed stuff now. So I'm excited.
Ugh, you're so old.
Yeah, I'm excited to move into like a new space and kind of design like a little gallery wall.
Mm-hmm,
and that's the kind of thing I get excited about these days.
Let me know if you need more pictures of me to put up. I keep a small collection of signed 8x10 glossies here. So,
literally, if you sent me a signed 8x10 glossy, I would frame it and put it on my wall.
That would be very funny. Because I just really picture funny. Your mom walking in there and being like, ugh, Rebecca, why?
Rebecca. She does, yeah. She says those kinds of things.
Did she send, we didn't, you know, we had her on 2 weeks ago and then you were here last week. Did she send it to any friends? Did, like, what was the feedback from her friends on it?
I don't think she sent it to any of her friends. I know.
Is she embarrassed by you?
I don't know. Well, the
Not
episode
by me.
Was called My Slut Daughter, so she
okay.
might.
That could be anybody.
Could be anyone's slut daughter.
Yeah, there's a lot of slutty daughters out there. I'm a slutty daughter. Kind of. I don't know. Did you get feedback from anyone else?
Ben seemed to really like it.
Ben
when we played,
loves
Ben's. Yeah, when we played Rocket League, we got on the Discord and he immediately went, they're bringing in spoons just to fuck with us. I'm like, that should have been the title. That
no,
was so
I like,
funny.
What was the original? Thinking about the good dick. I liked the original title. Becca made me change it.
See, my thing is I don't want our titles to be too inappropriate because, like, I do link our podcast in my Twitter, which a lot of people see.
Guess what the title is this week? I don't want our titles to be too inappropriate.
Great.
Well, you know, we tweeted, I always retweet our posts when they come out. Are you making chomp noises? I don't like that. You don't have anything in your mouth.
Got this good microphone.
Yeah, as long as I've got this mic, I might as well chomp into it. That's what
Cammy does at 4 a.m. She'll like sit up in her bed and rustle just enough to kind of wake you, and then she'll just go.
I think when she goes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
What if I put a small piece of plastic in my mouth and just chink it around on my teeth?
It's just this at 4 a.m. while you're trying to fall back asleep.
Mm-hmm. That sounds relaxing. Do you think she's licking her genitals at that point, or is she just doing that with her mouth?
No, it's just mouth sounds. It's that, or she's bad at breathing, and so she snores louder than a 300-pound man. Just... It's the most upsetting thing.
It was so nice to see her the other night when we were doing Rocket League and Chris was here.
Yeah, you know, she's just hanging out. She got a bath 2 days ago, so mm-hmm. she's all fresh and clean.
So fresh and so clean.
She got her teeth brushed.
Does she know how to do that on her own yet, or like the thumb thing still throwing her off?
The no thumb thing makes it really tricky.
Yeah.
I know.
Yeah, I can't relate, but I can imagine.
Mm-hmm.
Oof.
Mm-hmm.
Big oof.
Mm-hmm. They do make dog toothbrushes that are in the form of like bones that they hold between their paws to chew.
Mm-hmm.
And then like as they chew, it's not like a greenie, which is just like a bone. These are like puzzle toys that like that by them chewing it with like holding it in their paws, it brushes their teeth. But that sounds annoying. So I just held her mouth open and brushed her teeth, and that worked.
Before you get something like that for Cammy, do you test it yourself or like have David test it?
No. Although I did make her own toothpaste. So like here's
out
the thing.
Out of what? How do you make toothpaste?
Well, you can make dog toothpaste, but like, so I read an article online that was like, don't give your dog people toothpaste because it has xylitol and xanthan gum, which are these like sweeteners that are toxic to dogs. So I ordered dog toothpaste off the internet, and guess what was in it? Xylitol and xanthan gum. So I was like, fucking, I could have just given her the Colgate, apparently. But so I then made her toothpaste, which was coconut oil, baking soda, and cinnamon.
Why
the baking
oil?
Soda is what... Well, the baking soda is what cleans it. The coconut oil tastes really good to the dog. Like, dogs freaking love coconut oil. And then cinnamon for fresh breath.
Cammy actually loves Buffalo Wild Wings. You should have gotten her that.
She does somehow always manage to get into the Buffalo Wild Wings and eat the bones, which is really problematic.
How does she manage that, Becca? Surely you as an adult human would prevent your child dog.
So, here's the thing. Now she doesn't because we have the tall trash can, but at David's we only had that short trash can.
Yeah,
which
it was the only trash cord can in the house.
Kind of. And it broke off of that cabinet.
Yeah.
And so we would always get Buffalo Wild Wings and then tie up the bag and be like, okay, we'll take it out in the morning. This only happened like twice, but she got into it both times and then we learned our lesson. She doesn't really get into anything. She's not a dog that like goes into the trash or like, you know, tears anything up or like messes with stuff. But when there's Buffalo Wild Wings involved, she will eat all of the bones.
She likes that Parmesan garlic.
Dogs can't have cooked chicken bones because they like will splinter in their intestines and it's bad. Mm-hmm. But the thing is, when your dog eats a bone, you're supposed to give them a bunch of bread because the bread will cushion all the bones in the stomach. So the dog just thinks they're getting rewarded for doing something bad. So you're yelling at them while giving them bread. And they're like, this is the best night. Like, I ate a bunch of bones.
Wow.
I ate a bunch of bread.
Can't wait to do this again. You should
exactly.
Give her like whole grain or something. Nobody likes that.
I think it was the past two times because that was the sandwich bread that we had was like harvest grain.
You might as well just wrap the bones in a hot dog bun and give her that. And be like, we know you're going to get these. Here, we've made it safer.
True.
That's a smart move.
Yeah. We're watching tonight. We're watching Pride and Prejudice, but the 2005 version.
Why?
It's a fantastic movie.
I'm not going to watch it.
Okay. You don't have to, but it is really good.
Okay. I'm not going to watch it.
Well, it's a classic.
What if we played Rocket League instead?
No. We're having a date night. We're going to watch Pride and Prejudice. It's that great. David dumb. Actually suggested that we have a self-care date night. He wants to do like a charcoal face mask and like drink Aww. Wine. It's going to feel like a girl's night. It's yeah. going to be great.
You can braid his hair. Oh, no, you cut it. Aww.
You can't. It's short.
Well, paint his nails mm-hmm. at least.
I could do that. Be like Brian David Gilbert and mm-hmm. painted nails.
Mm-hmm. It's a style. I might paint my nails tonight. We'll see. The night is young. It's painted. Only 5 o'clock here.
They're kind of chipped, though. Mm-hmm. I need to redo them, but they're like a purple.
I've seen them in pictures. Don't ask where I got the pictures.
Okay.
Onlyhands.com.
I could probably play Rocket League tomorrow or Sunday.
No, I'm busy this weekend, I think. We're making hot pot for dinner tomorrow night.
That is exciting.
I'm pumped. We haven't done it. We've been doing it like once a month, and so we're due. And then I think we're doing a hike on Sunday. I don't really know. And we have to finish building the Lego Nintendo that Chris got me. Chris lost okay. it last week on the episode. You missed it. But they started thinking about how funny it would be for me to build this and then for them to throw it out the window, like right afterwards, and laughed until they cried. And I was like, that's a very me thing to do. Normally I think of these situations and then laugh until I cry.
What was the thing you threw at my head so hard in the basement of the?
Oh, I didn't throw it hard.
It was the falafel shawarma.
Yeah, it was wrapped. It because work would buy all this food and then just leave it in the basement and you can't eat it.
Yep.
So we were packing up after band practice one night, and I had one of these, and it was right after Kobe died. So, you know, we were pretty sad, and this would have been, I guess, February maybe. Of not
yeah
not
it was, we were
now,
practicing
a
for
ago.
A Valentine's Day show
yeah and so I was just trying to throw it near Becca as she was packing up the cello or the bass, and it hit her square on the forehead, and I just yelled yep. Kobe when I did it, and then we laughed literally rolling on the floor laughing our asses off because
it was good.
It was the sound was perfect. It was like foomp
foomp.
Yeah,
right in the head.
Right in the head.
And I was packing up, and so my head was down, so I didn't see it coming at all.
I said,
I just
Kobe.
Got whacked. Yeah, well, I don't have time to react. Like, now I know that when I hear the words Kobe, I should just cower because mm-hmm. I'm about to die.
You're in for a difficult time if you ever go get that Kobe beef.
Yeah. Yeah.
My favorite time I ever yelled Kobe was I was cleaning like a cabinet or something and was gonna throw something in the trash, and Hayden was there, and I yelled Kobe at the top of my lungs and threw the thing as hard as I could at the door down the hallway.
I think he
and
said
it was
an
like
onion.
The funniest thing. Yeah, I don't I it might have been an onion. I have no idea what it was, but it was hilarious. We lost
yep.
it.
Yeah,
now if you
now
you
do
have
you
to
think
say
like
sad
when people
Kobe.
Are on when we yeah but you could use the unironic loud Kobe if you were on a helicopter and it was crashing.
Yeah, that's
the pilot
that's
gets
the
on the thing and he's
place.
Like Kobe.
Kobe. Yeah, did you read that like the helicopter pilot is the reason they crashed?
Yeah, I don't know much about flying helicopters, but
what
the,
you
all the
do
evidence
know
seemed to point to that the helicopter pilot should have known that the weather was not conducive to helicopters that day, and then he was flying really low, right mm-hmm. close to the mountains mm-hmm. and it was super foggy and they just went straight into a mountain mm-hmm. very sad.
Yeah, Kobe.
Yeah,
we shouldn't have laughed.
Mm-hmm.
You're gonna message me later and be like, you need to take out the part where we laughed about Kobe dying.
No, I'm not a sports person. I don't know anything about Kobe. It is very sad that
he
died. He
played basketball.
He did a lot for women's sports. And but the thing that made me real sad when that happened was all the kids that were on the mm-hmm. the helicopter that died. And that was, I like lost it. Alex is going to be like, you guys talked to me about me on the podcast again. But I remember after that happened, he was like, I don't know. I've never understood how people can be sad when people that they don't know die. Like, Alex, like six kids were on that helicopter.
Yeah, but I don't know those kids.
Yeah. Who cares? Like, who are they? No, that was really sad. So anyway.
Anyway,
welcome to Sad Talk.
Yeah, it's all sad this week. All of the posts that David pulled Real tearjerkers. I actually haven't.
I don't either. I have had a pretty sad day in terms of some things that have occurred.
Oh yeah, you were not. Do you want to talk about that?
Not to me,
but no?
To a friend. No, not particularly. I just, okay. You know.
Well, it'll be a
cancer
mystery.
Cancer is bad, and it shouldn't exist.
I proposed earlier that we give cancer to cancer, and Beck was like, "That's what they do," but somehow we still have cancer. So.
No. I'm saying that's how cancer works. Is cancer gives cancer to the cancer, and then it just keeps cancering.
If you say the word enough, it loses meaning and becomes just a sound.
That's how we win. We just keep saying it.
Yeah. It doesn't have any power. Just like Voldemort, you got to say the thing to take the power away. That is how cancer works, right? It is a dark wizard.
Mm-hmm.
I knew it.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Do you want to read our first post?
Yeah, give me a sec.
No, you must read it now.
Oh my god.
Hey, okay. Wait, before I forget to ask, are you still enjoying living with David?
Yeah.
Okay, good. I'm just...
He's cooking dinner tonight.
What's he making?
We have some chicken. We have some leftover like salad stuff, and then we have a chicken thighs.
I love salad.
Or maybe their breasts.
Should I have a salad for dinner? I had one for lunch. Probably shouldn't have one for dinner, too. Maybe, though.
Unless? All right. Which one should I do? All right, I'm going to do this first one. Oof. Oof.
Big okay. Oof.
Yeah. We were joking when we said all the posts were sad.
Oops. All but, sad.
Whoops. All right. We'll get it out of the way. Am I the asshole for not letting my mother-in-law host an online memorial service for my 26 female miscarriage? I recently miscarried at 12 weeks. The pregnancy was unplanned, but my husband and I were planning on keeping it as we were both financially secure enough to have a child. Husband was disappointed, but my mother-in-law is devastated. She's been inconsolable and has called me multiple times crying. The issue is that I'm not upset about it at all. I really didn't have enough time to get attached to the idea of being pregnant, as I only knew for sure about 3 weeks before the miscarriage. I've listened to her whenever she needs, but she can't understand why I'm not as upset as her. The last straw came when my husband casually brought up a Zoom call mother-in-law is organizing for the baby's memorial. We're still in lockdown, so in-person is out of the question, thank God. She wants to invite a lot of their large, close-knit family. Husband assumed she'd talk to me about it and phoned her to tell her that she needed to take a step back. She blew up at him and called me cold and unfeeling and asked what mother wouldn't mourn the loss of their child. Wow. In my eyes, I'm not a mother. I don't have a child. I miscarried a blob of cells. To me, it's the equivalent of crying over my period every month. I understand not everyone feels like this, and I want to be sympathetic, but a memorial is way beyond my comfort zone. I've refused to let it go ahead, and she's been radio silent since. Husband is beyond stressed already from dealing with her. I think her grieving needs to take a step back for a while. Am I the asshole? No. No.
Yeah, I...
To this me, is a tough like... one. No.
I can see the mother being, the mother-in-law, I should say, being upset, but, like, it ultimately wasn't your child, and you need to let the person whose child it was grieve in however they want to, whether that's a ton of grieve or non-grieve. Like,
also, you gotta do don't make the person who went through the loss be your emotional support as you deal with the loss. Like, that's so weird. For the mother-in-law to be calling her, crying, when, like, that it's she's the one that lost the baby. You don't need to be calling her, telling her how upset you are. That's just not okay.
Mm-hmm.
Super weird.
That is weird. There is an edit that says
edit. Okay. Since some people asked for info, mother-in-law had fertility issues. Husband is her only child, and she dealt with a lot of early and late term miscarriages. That doesn't change my opinion. Because it's not like, she absolutely has her right to be sad. She should deal with it not by calling the person who lost the pregnancy.
Yeah, that is not your support.
Then you're just, like, you're putting guilt on them, too. Like, how could you do this, right? Like, because I think something people don't talk about enough is with miscarriages, there's a lot of guilt on the mother because you just assume, like, you did something wrong, right, to make this happen.
Mm-hmm.
So now you have this woman calling you crying, like, oh, my God, my grandkid is dead, like, over something that you, didn't do, but did. And now you're also supposed to sit through a memorial. Like, it's not your problem. She can be sad, but it's not your problem.
Yeah,
and for her to blow up on the sun is just fucked.
Yeah, I don't understand that either. I'm reading some of the comments that the poster has had. I do want to point out that they posted another post in their own, like, user Reddit that says, no, you can't use my Am I the Asshole post for your news article / YouTube channel. So,
oof.
I mean, it's online. I feel like that's going to happen. But it sounds like the post maybe originally had more details, because I see one of the comments says, I removed the part about the fetus's eyeballs since a few people commented on it. I'm curious to know more about that. But maybe they themselves seem pretty chill about the whole pregnancy thing, because she's typing, like, thanks, we're not too fussed if we have a kid or not, but it might be good to know for sure I can avoid any future miscarriages. From a physical standpoint, they suck. Wonders if maybe the husband or mother-in-law maybe needs therapy. She does call her husband hubby, though, which automatically I think she's an asshole.
No, I can relate to being in the emotional place of, like, if I had a kid, it'd be fine, but I'm not trying to have a kid anytime soon. So I can relate to, like, if you have a miscarriage, just being like, well, it is what it is,
mm-hmm.
right? And I can also understand that a lot of people don't feel that way. So I don't discredit them at all for not being particularly sad. But this is a little messed up. Weird, too, to post it on Reddit and then be like, absolutely do not share this on external channels.
Yeah, this is private information.
Like, well, you put it on Reddit, so we're going to talk about it on our podcast.
Should we post to Emma the Asshole and tell them, hey, we read these and we talk about them. Please follow.
Yeah. No.
I don't comment too much on this because obviously I've never had a miscarriage myself, but I know it is a hard thing because I've known people who have had them, and everyone kind of copes mm-hmm. in their own way. So
mm-hmm.
the person who had the miscarriage seems fine, and I wish the mother-in-law would just be like maybe a little more private with their mourning than be respectful, because to me it's like this person lost their kid and they're fine and that's how they're dealing. Like, why are you trying to blow it up and make it bigger? Like, what is the memorial going to accomplish? But I'm also a person who memorials do nothing for me, or funerals. I don't really care about any of that.
Yeah, like, it's such a public, it's making such a private thing very public, right? Like, especially if they were only 12 weeks along, that's before you've even told most people for this mm-hmm. reason, right? Like, because I think it's like 40% of pregnancies like are miscarried.
Is that, should so, we look that up before we put that out into the world?
It's like, let's see,
we're both looking it up now.
Who's gonna win?
There it is. 1 in 8 will end in miscarriage,
okay,
according to the NHS in the UK.
Well, oh, see, now
Mayo
I see
Clinic
statistics that
says
31%.
Mayo Clinic says 10 to 20% of known pregnancies.
Yeah, that's the other thing. It also varies with age.
WebMD says as many as 50% of all pregnancies. So basically every pregnancy, maybe.
Yeah, it depends on your age. Like 26, I feel like your odds are fairly low. But you usually wait until after the 12th week because a lot of them can end before the 12th week.
Mm-hmm.
So this is probably something that not a lot of people even really know about. And now she's like, I'm going to make a Zoom. We're going to make everyone. But like, It's also like you're then putting the work on the person who lost the baby to then be in charge of this event and like grieve publicly, which is so weird, especially when they're not grieving at all.
I've been informed that I'm required to grieve.
Yeah, show up to this Zoom and be like, it's honestly fine, you know?
Yeah, thanks for coming. I don't need this. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Might just go lay down, I guess. Bye.
Yeah.
I love to lay down.
Anyway. This was a sad one. Not the asshole.
Yeah.
Not the asshole.
No. Except for the
you
hubby
can
thing.
Edit out my incorrect data.
No, I'm leaving it in there. You're a failed data scientist.
No, please don't.
Do you all say data and not data?
Yeah.
Why?
I don't know.
It should be data.
No.
Yeah. What's the difference between data and data?
We just say data.
Hold on, I'm going to look that up too. Data and data.
Did you really Google data and data?
Yeah, because I wanted to see if it could tell. A lot of this search is, what's the difference between data and information? In biology stuff, or in the dictionary.
How to pronounce data.
Data from Star Trek versus data from computers.
According to the Cambridge Dictionary and Merriam-Webster, the correct way to say data is day, D-A-Y, ta, T-U-H. Even the character Data from Star Trek agrees.
No, that's different. That's his name. Because there's in the second season, there's an episode where the doctor keeps calling him Data, and he's like, it's Data. And she's like, what's the difference? And he goes, Data is my name. Because she thought he was just a robot. But Data has feelings.
Okay,
and he
well,
can
great.
He had sex once. He probably had sex a couple times, but he had it at least
it
once.
It looks like the British pronunciation is data.
Oh, I'm British at heart.
Okay. Well, it's data.
Okay, I'm going to keep saying data.
Please don't.
You can, not my mom. Hey, my mom's going to be here next month. Should she co-host an episode?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Great.
I told her she needs to catch up before she gets here because otherwise she's not going to know the storylines we're tracking. All right, I'm going to read the next one. This one says money and relationships. Am I the asshole for not letting my boyfriend pay less on bills due to a new purchase because he wouldn't let me when I made less money than him?
Sounds like a doozy.
Yeah. Becca, do you think these people should be together?
Let's hear it out, you know.
My boyfriend of 2 years and I live together. We split expenses 50-50 when it comes to rent, groceries, utilities, things for our house, etc. We both make about the same money working full-time. We keep our finances, such as our own vehicles, doctor bills, cell phone bills, etc., separate. My boyfriend recently made an irresponsible and unnecessary purchase. To keep it short, I won't go into details, but it was something he absolutely did not need.
It's PlayStation 5.
Just wanted. No, it's not. I already know what it is. I read ahead. Just wanted it as it had made his disposable income significantly less.
PlayStation 5.
This has been a sore subject between us. The other day, he asked me to sit down and talk. He told me since he paid more on his personal bills a month, he felt like we needed to adjust how much we each paid on shared expenses. So basically, he felt like he should get to pay less. This made me mad for a few reasons. First, as I said, the purchase was absolutely not necessary by any means. And when we first started living together, I made way less money than I do now. I worked part-time at another job and made $12 less on the hour than him. However, then he refused to budge and let me pay less bills. So I budgeted and saved and always had everything paid despite that. So I told him no. I told him he was not willing to pay more than me when I made way less money than he did, and the purchase was unnecessary and he knew it would make his finances difficult. If he couldn't pay our bills, he needed to leave. He, of course, thinks I'm the asshole for not budging on the issues. I think it's only fair. The thing he bought was a motorcycle, says the edit is it was a motorcycle. They got motorcycles.
Okay. I have some thoughts. Absolutely not the asshole. Mm-hmm. This guy's an asshole. There's a lot of red flags here. The first being he did not discuss it with you, slash you told him it was a bad thing to buy, he went ahead and did it anyway, and then expected you to adjust your budget because of that. Two, the phrase, he refused to budge on letting me pay less bills when you made less money than him. Mm-hmm. That, okay, got big issues with that. Yeah, somebody commented, I took a peek at your post history. Your parents don't like him. He put you on speakerphone without your knowledge after doing something really upsetting in an attempt to lower his parents' opinion on you.
What?
And now this. You're only 20. It's time to move on. The longer you stay with someone who isn't right for you, the less time you will have to find someone who is. This is absolutely true.
So you think also, they're too young?
They're definitely too young to be living together.
Why? Especially right now, I feel like that's going to happen.
Maybe, but then this is why. Because you run into dumb shit like this because you're 20 and you don't know how to fucking live with another person. So you do something like this. He needs to learn. You need to get out of there. 2 years is enough of your life to have sunk in into this, mm-hmm. this garbage.
I mean, I don't think she's the asshole. He sounds kind of stupid. Which I don't like. He sounds
like an
inconsiderate
asshole.
Yeah.
The things
Wait,
that
is
they're
he
saying...
the asshole?
Yeah.
Oh my god.
Wait, I'm gonna look at the post history because I want to know now. What are these things that they're talking about?
They've said I was looking. They don't have other posts, but they've made comments. It also sounded like they've been referring to him as their fiance. Like there's a comment from 25 days ago on a different thing. My fiance would have told her blah blah blah. So. Are they engaged? Fortunately, when we moved in together, it was beyond my control whether I wanted to move in with him or not. I, of course, wanted to, although we hadn't planned to do it so quickly, but I was kicked out of my house because my dad remarried and my stepmom wanted a kid-free household. I had nowhere to go, so we ended up moving in quicker than we'd originally planned. I have concerns about this person's home life. We've actually been dating for over 2 years, just lived together for close to a year.
Oh, she said, yeah. She said, I've been dating them for 2 years. I'm very established. Not on a high horse. That is just facts. Plenty of people are engaged at my age, and I won't be married for a few years. Do not marry this man. Do not marry this man.
There are other posts, but some of them have been deleted, but here's another one from 4 months ago from the same poster. I'm 19 female. My boyfriend is 21 male. We rent a house together and have for close to a year. We also have two dogs together. My boyfriend's family is big on hunting, fishing, etc. with all the outdoor stuff. When I met my boyfriend, I wasn't into it that much, but now I actually don't mind to go with him. It's a nice way to get into his hobbies and stuff. However, I'm not into it as he is by far. He typically will all go all day Saturday and Sunday morning, then come home and nap, then go in the evening. And almost every evening when he gets off work until dark, my boyfriend is already negligent to his chores as is. During hunting season, pretty much all the care for our dog's house and responsibilities fall on me. Last year was our first year living together, and we actually moved in during hunting season. We fought a lot, and this year I want to avoid doing that. So I asked him if he'd be willing to compromise by either only going one day on the weekend all days or going Saturday and Sunday, but only going in the morning or evening and not both all day and not going every day of the week after work. He's acting like I asked him the most ridiculous thing he's ever been asked. I don't think I'm being unreasonable. I just need his help to turn this house around because I had surgery 2 weeks ago, so I'm trying to recover. This is another reason I asked for the compromise. I've not been medically released for these activities and doubt I will be anytime soon. So even if I wanted to go with him, I couldn't. I also work full time and attend online school. So house, job, and school is a lot to handle on your own when you're handling a house for two people. So this, I think they have a very bad relationship because now there's other posts. Yeah. You can see there are other posts that were deleted too.
Yeah, there's one that says, my boyfriend got laid off from his job due to the virus. He's been very depressed and saying hurtful things. Should I be upset or overlook it? And how can I help him? This is a pattern. How can you see the deleted posts?
Because I'm looking at comments and she's commented on the deleted post.
But then how do you see the text from the deleted post?
There's a bot that reposts it. As a comment, so if you can find it in there usually.
Where's the one where he put her on speaker while she was yelling
at him. I see it here. I've got it here. I'm going to look at.
Here it is. Yeah.
Did you find the post for it? Wow, this is a deep vein of Am I the Asshole?
View all comments. Okay, I want to find the bot that commented it. Where's the bot? I don't see it.
I've not seen it. Oh, here we go. I found it. Do you want to read it or want me to read it? You haven't found it. I'll read it. My 19...
I got it.
Go ahead.
Yeah, gotcha.
Damn it.
My 19 female boyfriend, 20 male.
They're
and
too
I live
young.
Together.
Too young.
Today was my first day off from work in a while. My boyfriend's currently laid off due to recent worldly events.
What events?
the past monoliths? Few days, he's been going fishing while I've been working. I don't mind. I'm not home, so whatever. Today, since I was off, he told me he wanted to go fishing again. I asked him if he would stay home since it's my day off. We had a recent attempted break-in, and I'm uneasy home alone at this point. I couldn't go with him because I have homework, parentheses, college student. All in all, he ended up going with the promise that he would text me frequently, answer any phone calls, and wouldn't be gone long. That's already, like, it's her one day off. Why wouldn't you want to hang out with her?
She sounds like a lot.
This was in case of emergency. Sounds like a bore. This was in case of emergency, as the attempted break-in happened recently. It wasn't an emergency, but I needed to ask him a time-sensitive question. I text him an hour later, no response. I try to call, no answer. Eventually, I ended up freaking out, thinking the worst, as it's not like him to ignore me this long. Around 2 hours at this point, he calls me back, and I'm freaking out about the situation angrily. Unbeknownst to me, his parents had tagged along and he put me on speakerphone so they heard my angry rant. I'm honestly upset, angry, humiliated over the situation. He thinks he didn't do anything wrong and I'm being crazy. This man is gaslighting you. This is emotional abuse. You need to leave.
She sounds like she needs to talk to some people about some things, though, too. Like being kicked out and being in this relationship, mm-hmm. like, and reading these comments, it's very concerning.
It sounds like she has a very insecure attachment style, to quote therapist speak, which would make sense being kicked out and having this, you know, disrupted home life, right?
Mm-hmm.
So now it's this, she's latched onto this man, and no matter how poorly he treats her, like, she still feels the need to, like, he didn't text you back for 2 hours, so now you're freaking out, which is not healthy, right? So you need to visit that. But this is clearly a very toxic relationship, and I think anyone who stays in this kind of relationship, like, it's because they have a lot of issues and things that they need to work on, because you shouldn't put up with this. Like, nobody should put up with this.
There are so many other posts. Do we read more of these? Like,
why don't we take our break and then we'll come back to this after the break.
Okay. We'll be right back.
We'll be right back. She's only been dating for a few months. Girl, you're 20 and saying you're engaged. Leave your mom alone.
I feel like she's had bad examples from her parents. If we're going to talk about this, we got to come back, though, because if we're going to talk about it. Like, this, the one I've got pulled up.
The condoms?
Boyfriend wants to use condom during sex despite the discomfort it calls for me. Unsure of what to do. No longer buy condom for my penis?
In that case, it seems like he's the one that's being responsible.
Relationship
honest.
Advice, though, doesn't repost it.
Okay, are we back? Are we just going to keep going straight through this?
I think we have to keep digging in on this one. This is the most, like, additional posts, because usually people are using throwaways.
Mm-hmm.
I guess it is. Okay. The account name is throw RABF Troubles.
Yeah, so it seems like this is just where they're putting all of their... What? Have you tried therapy instead of... I guess therapy's expensive. Boyfriend wants to use condom during sex despite the discomfort it causes me. Unsure of what to do. Yeah.
So that like is, that post says, is deleted.
Yeah, we can't see the text, but that's the title and the
because it's
comment,
relationship
like,
advice.
Good comment is unfortunately this is not an issue you can compromise on, which correct. But you find a different type of condom. Like, what's the discomfort? I don't know from the deleted post, but. Oh God, there's a comment that got downvoted to hell. Put your foot down and say you won't have sex with the condom on if you're completely threatened to take it away. He should fold. If you actually take it away until you can't handle it anymore, or trash his condoms.
Yeah, oh my God. Throw them away. Just make a little slice down the edge of them so that when he tries to put it on, it splits, and you're like, oh no, I guess we don't use it.
It sounds like it's an issue where the condoms cause her pain. So it sounds like it's just the wrong type of condom. Like some sort of allergic reaction is happening.
The relationship advice ones are, unfortunately, there's no post for them. So it's hard to know what was going on there. But this title is, my 19 female boyfriend, 20 male, are in a huge fight right now over multiple things. I just need general advice. That is from 10 months ago. How recent was the post that we just read? Oh, it's 5 days ago. I think they're both.
Where is this one? I don't see this one.
I don't know. It's in relationship advice. I'm just going down the comments and looking. Yeah, because I see the one you said, am I the asshole for not going to my mom's wedding with a man she's only been dating a few months?
This sounds like a girl with really low self-esteem who's now with an absolute shitbag.
Yeah.
And
that, but and my impression
but
is
then
that she's
digging
got,
her heels in. Go ahead.
My impression is that she's learned bad habits and like relationship methods from her parents based on comments we're seeing about, like, both of them are remarried. I feel like they've married people that they have not known very long. She said the mother-in-law or the stepmom kicked her out because she wanted a child-free household.
Yeah. So 6 days ago, there's a post. Am I the asshole for telling my sister it didn't make sense for her to be jealous of my engagement? I'm 20, female, and recently got engaged to my fiancé, 21, male. We lived together and have for over a year. Recently, about 6 months ago, my sister, female, started dating a boy. Not going to say his age for rules. Okay. He's older than someone she needs to be dating should be. Okay, so this is a statutory situation is what she's saying.
There are comments talk about age of consent too. So
she has began living with him despite everyone's concerns, but not much we can do. She basically believes she's a full adult now, which at 20, I don't even feel like I know what I'm doing sometimes, all the time. However, my sister tries to follow my fiance and I in our lifestyle and things she does with her boyfriend. Mm. Before I got engaged, I mentioned it to my sister that I thought my boyfriend was going to propose soon. Her response was, doubt it.
Nah, bitch.
Nah, thought it was kind of rude, but let it go. He did propose when I thought he was going to. Now my sister acts super jealous anytime it is brought up. For example, if I start talking about wedding planning, even if she's just in the room and I'm not speaking directly to her, she will say, I don't have time to hear about this. If I try to talk about it around my family, she changes the subject to something about her. She has pushed her boyfriend to propose to her. Ridiculous, I know. But he has said there is no rush for them, and my fiancé and I should go to enjoy our time. When he said this, my sister was practically shooting daggers out her eyes at him. Finally confronted her one day when she kept doing all of the above. I told her it didn't make sense for her to be jealous about considering she's only been dating her boyfriend a few months, and she's still in high school, for crying out loud. Yeah, well, you're only just turned 20. There's so much. This is so bad.
So there are a lot of comments on this. I'm trying to read them in order, but it's hard to tell what came first. She said, I tried to post this about this last time, but mods took it down because everyone jumped on the whole underage overage wagon, but he's older than my fiance. I think it's definitely concerning, but when she's almost 18 legally, we can't do much. Imagine being 18 illegally. I've been dating my boyfriend over 2 years and very established at my life at my age. Not on a high horse. This is just facts. Plenty of people are engaged at my age. We were told there was nothing we do because 17 is basically 18, according to our state. We've tried police, told us 17 was basically 18. We tried mandated counseling for her, told us 17 was basically 18. We tried sheer force of making her come home. She still didn't. We tried offering to let her live with anyone in the family, including myself. She wouldn't leave. We have tried seeking legal counsel, was told we could fight it, but by the time we went to court, due to COVID-19 court delays, she would be 18, and then it wouldn't matter. She works as a CNA at a nursing home that pays for her car and toiletries. Her boyfriend pays for everything else she needs to live with him, like rent, utilities, groceries. My parents don't support her at all, and that was taken away when she lived with him to try to get her back, and it didn't work. They've sent the police to the house. The whole family, I think, needs to come on the show and explain what's going on to us.
Wow.
Must know more.
The original poster should leave her fiance / boyfriend. This guy fucking sucks.
Maybe go to therapy.
If you can afford it.
If you can afford it. She's in school, and don't a lot of schools have services for that kind of stuff now? So
yep.
I don't, maybe not if you're in online school, but I remember when I was at Eastern, they had like an
on-campus. Here's a fun fact that I Googled. Divorce statistics. So if you get married after the age of 25, only 25% of those marriages end in divorce. Guess what the divorce rate is for people who get married between 20 and 25?
69%.
It's 60%.
I was so close. I said the sex number.
This is why, like, people are like, well, one in two marriages. And it's like, well,
let's break that down a little bit more.
Yeah. Yeah.
Do you think that your first marriage will end in divorce?
God, I hope so.
Yeah. It can't be your first one if it doesn't end, right?
No.
My two engagements have ended in not marriage, so I've already failed.
But that's better. That's like trial and error.
I would have loved to get
divorced,
though. I don't know. You know, I've heard such good things.
I saw a tweet that was like, getting married at 21 is really pretty gauche, but being divorced by 23, kind of chic.
That's exactly where I am. It's like, I just wish I had had that in my life. And so,
love
failed
that
engagements, nobody
like
cares. But
and
a divorce? Oh, yeah.
23 and be divorced. Mm-hmm. Yeah. There's a story there.
Yeah. You want to know more. It really pulls you in to that conversation. That was a fun Am I the Asshole road to go down.
That was a delight.
Yeah. Next one's yours. We're cruising through today.
Yeah, no game because
the game was judging that poor girl and her entire life.
I feel so bad.
Mm-hmm.
All right, let's see.
I just wish one time we'd see someone we know posting on here so we can help them.
All right.
All right.
Am I the asshole for writing a bad Yelp review about my child's daycare, calling them a racist? All right.
Racism and skincare is what David says.
Nice summary, David. A while ago, my daughter, 8 female, was complaining about her daycare because they were not giving her sunscreen. What? She asked for sunscreen, but they said, oh my God. They said that black people do not need sunscreen, but they actually do. Before COVID, they went on a field trip. They made all the black kids sit in the sun and made the white kids sit in the shade because it would damage their skin. I called the ladies at the daycare and they said it was justified. So they didn't even say the kid made it up. They were like, they said it was justified, but said if we brought in a doctor's note, they would give her sunscreen. Holy fuck. I made my daughter take it to school and let her share it with the other kids. And then the teacher took it and said she was not allowed to do that without permission. The other day, she came home with a bad sunburn and her skin was peeling. Yeah. And I had enough and wrote that they were racist and segregating kids and that she could get skin cancer because they're forcing her in the sun without sunscreen. I sent the lady in charge articles about skin cancer, that black people can get sunburned, sent her the names of the workers who enforced this. She said that they were under her orders and that she was right because we have more protection against this, and said that I was blowing this out of proportion and asked me to take my review down. I'm seriously thinking of contacting a news station about this. My friend said I'm being a Karen for complaining publicly and that black people have melanin, so it gives them a lot of protection that other kids don't have. You should absolutely go to the news. This is amazing.
Yes.
I mean, it's horrible, it but go to the, like,
I would like sue them. Like, you're, that child is being put in them. A health risk.
Yeah. You should, like, they should have taken pictures of the skin peeling and then sue them and have
sure
documented.
They must have.
Documented all of these phone conversations where the workers were like, yeah, no, that it's fine. They can't get sunburned. They're black.
That is horrific. It says, we live in the deep south. So I guess I'm not surprised, but Jesus Christ. These are all sad today. Why did David do this?
David.
Is he okay?
I've never spent much time in the deep south, but I have driven through, like, Alabama on the way to Florida. I think maybe it was Georgia.
Jordan.
There have been places where we stopped where I was like, I could see if I were not white, not wanting to be at this gas station.
Yeah. When I used to travel, like, when I've traveled with people I date, because I primarily date people who, you know, present as women, I'm very aware when we're in places that aren't like Ann Arbor or San Francisco Bay Area, yeah, of like, do we feel like it's safe to clearly be together? Should I cover my watch band that is a rainbow? Like, is it,
yeah,
should we be concerned here? And it's got to be so much worse for something like your skin color, which you can't simply downplay, you know? So it's that this whole thing is awful. I'm so angry for this family.
The other thing is, like, they're straight up, they're being racist and, like, not even in a, like, I want to be careful with my words here. The place could get away with this if they just lied, right? They could have just said, no, we didn't do that. Your kid's making this up, right? Like, because kids make shit up all the time.
It's weird that you're giving
but
them
no,
tips on how to get away
they're
with
just
this back up.
They're just fully admitting to it. Like, no, of course we made the black kids sit in the sun. Of course. Why wouldn't we?
Mm-hmm. That's just what we did. They trained us that way.
The woman in charge
is like, oh, those were my orders. I decreed
this.
They
were my orders. I decreed that the white kids got the shade. Like, what fucking
and the
century
sunscreen.
Is this?
It is horrific. In
also,
a
they're
very
rationing the sunscreen. Like,
way.
Sunscreen is not that expensive. Why are you
well,
rationing?
Well, they have it for the other kids.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, why wouldn't, if the kid asks for it, why wouldn't you just give them the sunscreen? What?
We should find this Yelp review.
they should, yeah, somebody said they should go to the state. What is this? Oh, I tried to expand the comment and my whole laptop just
there
refreshed.
Are 1,400 comments.
Yeah, this one's pretty popular.
They live in a rural area. File complaint with the state because there's licensing.
Yeah.
There must, it says there should be some sort of regulator.
Yeah.
I mean, clearly not the asshole.
Here's an important one that kind of plays into some like data ethics and how data collection can actually wildly alter the science that we have. This is not the asshole.
Data.
Black people do get sunburned and skin cancer. It's not reported on because all of the medical examples are based on Caucasian skin, so doctors do not recognize it on black skin.
Of course.
Yeah, so like when you're learning about skin cancer in medical school, the pictures are all on white skin. So they're not taught how to even mm-hmm. spot it on black skin.
That a lot of the health system is like that, where it's just white men, not even necessarily white women in a lot of cases, and certainly mm-hmm. never Black people, Asian people, not in the U.S. anyway.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And it's like it systemically damages those people for years and years. Like the medical outcomes are worse, and that's part of why you find a lot of people who aren't white who are like, I don't know about that vaccine, I don't know about this, because historically the medical systems have not served them fairly or accurately mm-hmm. in any way. But it's the same reason mm-hmm. why like women's heart attack symptoms aren't as well documented or known as they are compared mm-hmm. to men.
That's also a thing with women and ADHD. This is something Ben told me about, is like in girls it's really under recognized, because the studies mostly talk about how the symptoms manifest in young boys, which is like hyperactivity, and in young girls it's usually more like forgetfulness and inattentiveness and things that I have had from a very young age.
Yeah, and you would just say, well, you know, she's got her head in the clouds.
Yeah, it was like, oh, she's got such an active imagination. Flighty. She's thinking about other stuff. Yeah, she's so creative, right? Like, that was always the, mm-hmm. the thing.
But secretly, you were just a bitch.
This is also a thing with birth control. So the birth control pill, a lot of women don't have any side effects. And it's like, fine. But there's a small subset of women who are really sensitive to hormonal medication.
Mm-hmm.
Myself being one, and I was on the pill from age like 15 to 22, and I just thought that I was depressed.
This is my life. Woo.
I was just like, I guess I'll just be sad. and then I came off the pill when I was like 21, 22. I was like, mm-hmm. holy shit.
That was how I felt when I stopped having testosterone. I was like, wait a minute. I feel pretty good. Do you ever simply remove testosterone from your system? I recommend it.
I haven't.
Your skin gets so soft. I have no acne anymore.
But it's not something that's talked about. And, you know, even when you, like, read side effects of birth control pills, they'll say like, well, in a very, very small percentage, and it's like, it's not normal for it to cause these things. But then I talk to so many girls, and I've seen so many testimonials like on Twitter of people being like, did anyone else feel like they were absolutely psychotic when they took birth control, or was it just me? Like, I think about how my thought patterns were when I was on it, and like, and I've tried to go back on it a few times since going off of it, because it is convenient.
Yeah. You don't want to keep them tubes.
And every time I've been like a week into it and been like, I feel like I'm having an out of body experience. Like, you feel insane is the only mm-hmm. way I can categorize it, of just your thought patterns are completely erratic. Your mood isn't like out of it's like an out of body experience. You don't feel like yourself, and it's funny, because not funny, but so this not is funny, listed ha-ha, but in funny, like
uh-oh.
In a small subset of side effects for birth control is like mood changes, erratic mood, depression, anxiety, and weight gain. And it's just like a footnote, right? But that is the side effects for all hormonal birth control. That's just known as like, you can have these problems. And there was a birth control for men that underwent a clinical trial like 5 or 6 years ago. And they discontinued it almost immediately because a small percentage of men in the trial reported mood swings, depression, and anxiety. So
gosh,
they were like,
nope, okay.
Forget that.
This will never work.
We can't let men be sad. That's for women.
Because mm-hmm. they're so emotional.
Yeah. And so there was an article I read that was like, most women would read that report and be like, okay. Yeah.
Seems normal. There's a lot of issues.
We've been told that that's normal.
Yeah. I thought this was expected. There's a lot of issues with like trans healthcare too, where they don't test like in general on trans people. If they do, it's probably mm-hmm. white trans people. And so you never know necessarily what the outcomes are for other people. I also learned recently with even stuff like the facial reconstruction surgery to feminize the face, there are doctors who everybody ends up looking Caucasian. Like, they can only make Caucasian features because they're not trained to be like, different ethnicities will have different features. And so you end up with this kind of whiteness to trans faces that isn't really accurate of the people, you know, that that's been done to. So
that's fascinating and sad.
I had never considered it because
I
didn't need to, because all of the examples you see are white people, and I'm like, well, I'm half white, but you know, that's fine. So now that I know that too, it's made me reconsider a lot of stuff. I'm like, do I need to find a doctor that doesn't do that? Like, is it better to support a doctor who is aware of these differences in aesthetics or just you know, structural genetics that other ethnicities will have? Because I don't want to support people who are, I guess you could see it as being accidentally racist, they're trained that way. But if you're aware of that, like, why would you not want to get better? The poster's not the asshole, and I want to track down the Yelp post and find out, you know, what happens if this place goes out of business or everyone gets fired, because they absolutely should. I'll read the last one here.
Let's hope it's quick.
Yeah, David.
I think we're at time.
It's not quick. Roughly. It's not quick.
Oh, God. Oh, God.
Fuck. Am I the asshole not letting the neighbor's kids play with my lightsaber? Neighbors is spelled with a U, so I think we're in for a treat.
Little British treat.
I, 28 female, have some high quality dueling lightsabers. I absolutely love them. I've been teaching myself how to use them for about 6 months now. It's a great hobby that helps me get outside. I can practice a little bit indoors, but these things could seriously hurt a person or break something, and I live with two cats in a small one bedroom apartment. So when I want to do some fast or new moves, I practice in the grass courtyard of my apartment building. I was practicing with my newest addition. It's a heavier build, so it has some power in the swings. I'm not kidding. These are not toys. You could seriously hurt someone. I have so many bruises from accidentally smacking myself. There were some families in the courtyard, so I went to the opposite end, and it was empty, and I started my routine. About 5 minutes in, two kids wander over, like 6 or 7 years old. I stop. Last thing I want is to accidentally hit them. We chat, and I tell them about what I'm doing, etc. They then ask to try. I say no. Not only is this my newest saber, but it cost me a couple $100s, and he could hurt someone or himself if he swings it recklessly like kids do. Also, the saber from hilt to tip is like the same height as these kids, so I said no. Kids go, come back with the dad. Dad asks if they can have a go because it looks cool. I say again, no, explain it's not a toy, it was quite expensive, I'm not comfortable with that. The dad continues to argue about how it is a toy, but I am firm with my no. He then starts telling me that I am a weirdo and a freak and too old to play with toys, so I grab my stuff and I leave. Should have attacked him with a lightsaber. Now, every time I'm down there trying to practice, he ends up in the courtyard or on his balcony that faces the courtyard and stares at me, or wanders close enough so I can hear him insult me again. It's easy to tell when I'm down there because it lights up pretty bright, and I usually practice just before or just after dinner. I was telling some work friends, and they think I should have let the kids hold it, have a go, supervise for a few minutes, and I wouldn't have this issue. But I stand by, one, it's my property, and two, it's not a toy. So am I the asshole? I'm going to read the edits, too, because the edits are, like, the same length as the
There's
rest of
the so post. Many edits.
Edit, a few people have asked about getting one. I'm in Australia, and I buy through these guys. If you're not Australian, you may need to search around for something, because I don't think they can ship international, but you can ask. The guy who runs it is lovely and helpful. Thank you so much for the responses. I'm glad I wasn't an asshole. Spoiler alert, this person's not, clearly not the asshole. As I lean on the side of the light, then the dark. It's all true. The Jedi, the Sith, all of it. A few people expressed concern about the dad. Look, I don't actually feel that threatened by him. I don't think I need to get cops involved or anything, and after a week, I hope he will get over it. I think he's just an entitled dude who wanted his kids to use something super cool and couldn't handle the no. He doesn't know where I live, just that I'm in the building. I feel bad for the kids because it is something that looks fun. I'm not in the position, though, or do I want to, buy cheapies for them to use and show them tricks. When I'm out practicing, it's a form of exercise and self-care because it relaxes me. If I do it once, it'll never end. The courtyard is massive and has more than enough room for multiple families to do stuff or for me to have some space away where no one can get hurt. I'm also very vigilant for children for that reason why I'm there. Also, I showed this to my workmates, and it turns out they didn't realize that my savers are expensive / quality. I showed them some of the videos and what I do and videos of my accidentally hitting myself, and they all swapped and said it's good I didn't let the kids use it. So thanks, everyone. I'm still reading through comments as they come to. If you want to add something, may the force be with you. The final edit.
Blah, 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 blah.
Just wanted to say the people who keep saying it is a toy and the bunch of people messaging me I need to grow the fuck up, the only difference between this and other practice equipment for sparring is that it lights up, in essence. Would you call a basketball a toy? Yes, it's fun and I enjoy it, but it's just super dismissive to refer to my hobby as a toy. To the people messaging commenting that I should grow up, please leave me alone. Yeah, I absolutely would. I'd write to its face. To the people messaging and commenting that I should grow up, please leave me alone. This is my life and I will do whatever I please. I don't owe you typical adulthood. The question was, am I an asshole for not letting a kid use an expensively and honestly dangerous item of mine? Not does OP need to grow up? Yeah, I don't think they're the
this
asshole.
Is easy.
I'm like, who cares that you're playing with a lightsaber? I think that's awesome. I want to find some videos. Although Star Trek is better. I think we're all clear on that.
Star Trek puts me to sleep.
Okay, you know what puts me to sleep? Your attitude.
I knew you were going to say that.
Because I hate your attitude. All
right, I smell dinner, so I want to go.
Oh, that's it? We just cut it off because you're hungry? Because your gaping maw hasn't been satisfied? What did he make?
It smells really good. Chicken.
What should I have for dinner?
Salad. Beef bork dork bork.
Beef bork bork.
I saw, while I was waiting at the car dealership the other day for my car to get fixed, they had the Food Network on. And they made mini beef Wellingtons.
I want to do that, but I don't like mushrooms.
Well, but it's reduced way down into like a paste, you know. For me, with mushrooms,
sounds worse.
It's the knowing that I'm eating a mushroom, right? But if it's in a, like, if it's mixed, it's not the texture. It's mixed with like the beef and the pastry. I'd probably be fine.
No, I've tried it because there's the Bop place near the office. In Ann Arbor, and I accidentally forgot to tell them no mushrooms in there, and they were diced. They're very fine in there, but I could taste it. I felt like I was going to throw up for the rest of the day. I was trying to eat it. There's like a bibimbap place that was, it's next door to Blimpy Burger. I don't remember the name of it. I don't live in Ann Arbor.
Oh, what's
I think it's called
Boppies. Hot dogs there. They have the good hot dogs. Soul, no.
No, that's something different. You're thinking of Le Dog.
Miss Kim's. Is it Miss Kim's?
No, that's also something different. I don't know. They used to have two locations, one in Carytown, and now they only have the one.
They did hot dogs. Wait. Ann Arbor, I don't think. Korean.
No, you're thinking. I know what you're thinking. You're thinking Miss Kim in Carytown. This is different.
No. No, yeah, I know what.
No.
No, it's because I've gotten drunk hot dogs and bibimbap there at 4 a.m. because it was the only place open near Live. I know. No. It's Cosmo's. Cosmo's,
yes,
Bop
that's
Shop.
A, that's
I am
what I was
correct.
Saying. It's different.
They
you
serve hot dogs.
You said it was Mrs. Kim's. I don't know if they serve
well,
hot dogs.
Well, I was
dogs.
Right that they have hot dogs.
Okay. You win, Becca. You win again.
Cosmo's.
I guess I'm an idiot and you're smart.
That's
is that
right.
What you wanted
Thank
to
you
hear?
For admitting it. Yes.
Okay. Well, I'm glad I could do that for
now
you.
Now I want Cosmos.
Just take a quick drive back to Ann Arbor. Make yeah, Alex send you some. Be like, Alex, freeze this, mail it to me. I will send you $5.
They were the only place open at like 3 a.m. when I left Live with Sabrina
and Ben.
Someone else. And it might have been Ben. Yeah.
It was. We I know which night it was. It was the night you didn't show up the next day for Hot Pot.
No, that was a different night.
Oh, so you've
that
done
night
this
we got
before.
Pizza. Yes.
Oh, because you had to crawl back
ordered,
in your window again.
Yeah, I ordered a hot dog, and I asked, because they put fried eggs on, like, the dishes, and I asked for them to put a fried egg on top of my hot dog, and they were like, all right.
Is that who you want to
so
be?
It was like their real good hot dog. And then on it, they put a little bit of cheese, pickle, the kimchi, and then a fried egg on it. And it's chef's kiss. So good. Delicious.
I like a chef's kiss because it always tastes like garlic. I'm glad you got there. I saw your brain processing that. And then I was like, yeah, she did it.
I hated that.
All right. Well, hey.
Goodbye, everybody.
Yeah, whatever.